This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. I greet everyone with the most beautiful greeting, the greeting of Islam as well as the greeting of Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, Jama'at al-Muslimin, thumma alhamdulillah. We thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah allow us once again to be of the people of Iman. We are able this morning to say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We were able to wake up to say Alhamdulillah alladhi أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور. We were reminding ourselves that subhanallah, all praise and thanks are due to Allah. Now, just now, a few moments ago, we were dead. We did not know what is happening in our surroundings. We closed our eyes and our total dependence was on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We prepared ourselves for meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the way of a believer every night when they close their eyes. The reality is that I might not wake up. I might be of those who return ila rahmatillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala, into the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that is just what it is. If Allah will shower His mercy upon me when I wake up and I am no longer alive, I'm standing in qiyamah, and then only through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will I be successful, or I will be of those who will be written down to be of the unsuccessful. And Allah protect us from that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to be present at this hour. This is an hour that Allah made incumbent upon every male. And we were chosen as males. Subhanallah, in the time today as fitna and fasad, it is rife. We are faced with challenges all over. Not only our youth, even our elderly. Allah trialed us with COVID-19. People stayed absent from masjid because of excuse. It was an excuse. There was a reason for us not being able to come to the masajid. No matter how we look at it, a pandemic was on our doorstep. And mashallah, Allah allowed us to live through a pandemic. And some people still can't find their way back to the masjid. Wallahi, Jama'atul Muslimin say, Alhamdulillah. Because Allah chose us to be in Allah's house. This house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that it is the best places on the surface of the earth. But where do we find our youth? Where do we find our elderly? Where do we find their love and their raghba is more attached to? It is to the marketplaces, the aswaq, the souq. I want to purchase this, I want to purchase that. I want a house. I have a house, but I want a better house. I have a car, but I want a better car. Our hearts are attached to this world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful that just now Allah gave us our hujjaj that could travel and they could make dua for us. And our mindsetting could change. Our hearts could yearn to have and to receive what they have received by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is that Allah allow us to fulfill our duty of Hajj. May Allah allow us all, inshallah, soon to stand on the plains of Arafah. Standing on the plains of Arafah, it is not because of the choice of you and me that we are making. It is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really, truly inviting us as being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guest. And those who've been, ask them what the journey was about. Wallahi, if they didn't know what Hajj is about, now they'll be able to tell you. I never knew it was so much sacrifice. I never knew it was so hard. No matter how we look at it, it was a sacrifice. It was trial, it was test. It was being on Mina in a tent. It was going into the toilets that was not desirable for me. And which, wallahi, if I'm not in Makkah, if I'm not on Hajj, I will never go into a toilet like that. Ask them. They can't. But this is Allah's trial upon them. And what did they find after those 5 days of Hajj? Relief. Love for Allah. Realization of standing Qiyamah in front of our Maker. As they were standing on the plains of Arafah, raising their hands and tears started to roll. Whether you are how hard in your heart, when you stand in front of Allah on the day of Arafah, what it reminds you is just that two pieces of cloth. Alone you crying to Allah for forgiveness. Just for forgiveness. And you ask for your family, and you ask for your neighbors, and you ask for every single one that comes to mind, even the amana that you take on by everybody who asked you. You will take out the booklet, you'll take out your phone, and you start reading all that names. Why? Because you realize that this is a trust. I have to honor this trust. I told them, I told my mother, I told my father, I told my neighbor, I told Maulana that I'm going to make dua for him. I must fulfill that duty. Yes, you told Maulana also. Subhan, don't forget Maulana, astaghfirullah. How can everybody laugh about that one? You know, so we must make dua and honor these entrustments that people has given unto you. Fulfill it. Because if you don't, it's a sign of nifaq. The munafiq, they idha hadatha kadaba. When they speak, they lie. Wallah, if they give a promise, they break it. If they are given an entrustment, they don't fulfill it. This is the signs of munafiqun. And we are not munafiq. Oh Allah, protect us from being that. Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. There are those people who say that they believe in Allah and in the last day. Who are they? Believers. But Allah says, there's another group. وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. They say that, but they don't believe it in their heart. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهِ. They think that they are, which is always an Afrikaans, says they pitch me. Yeah. You're pulling wool over my face. In order for me not to see, we can't do that to Allah. You can't do that to Allah. Allah knows. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Allah says they're only doing it to themselves. You know, subhanAllah. They think that they deceive Allah, but they're only deceiving themselves. وَمَا هُمْ. Allah says then they can't even perceive it. They can't even perceive what they are doing. They think that they are doing good and you know, and they are showing others, mashallah, look, this is who I am. I am great. But Allah placed us and Allah granted us to live at this time. Allah gave us moments like the 9th of the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, whereby, subhanAllah, we had Eid with our families. Realization came where the day before that was Arafah and we fasted. Why? Allah promised us through the lips of our master Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the one who fasts on the 9th, what will happen? Allah will forgive the previous sins and the coming year of sins of the servant of Allah. How fortunate are we? How much tears we should not shed for the rahmah of our Lord Allah. In such times, Jama'atul Muslimin, we need it. We need to be attached to our Maker, our Creator, Jalla Jalal. Wallahi, think about it, Jama'atul Muslimin. What is our salvation? Running after this world? If you are doing it currently, what is it doing to yourself? Ask. You know, we are humans. If we're running after the world, what is it doing to us? It makes us haughty even. The one side, the other side is, it gives us more stress. Look at our families, they start stressing with us. SubhanAllah. And this is life. That if you don't choose Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ma'ishatun danqa. If you turn away from the remembrance of Allah, Allah will give you a depressed life. Can you imagine that? And on the day of Qiyamah, why will you wake? A'ma. Blind. And what will you ask Allah? Ya Allah, was I not of the people on this earth who saw, who were able, who had sight, basira, I could see? Allah will say yes. But you look past my commandments. You look past what I desire. So you did not see anything. So today you will be resurrected blind. May Allah protect us. Imagine we are resurrected blind. What a fear it will bring to our heart. Where are we going to head, Jama'atul Muslim? We had beautiful times. May we be of those. Alhamdulillah, in Panorama we had Layl Salah. We had a community coming together for the sake of Allah. We performed our salah in unison for the sake of Allah. For no other purpose. Who would come out at night? During the week? Putting himself in difficulty. Because you can be in your bed. You can watch a nice match. You can do anything you want. But what did Allah do to your heart? Allah gazed upon you and Allah said, you come. Come worship me in my house. In the night time. When everybody else is busy with whatever they are busy with. I gazed upon you. And how many were in the masjid? We're not going to say. The masajid was supposed to be full, but the masajid was empty. Allah knows best where our people were. Every morning, as-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. That salah is better than sleep. We hear it, or sometimes we don't hear it. We are too much, you know, in the snooze button that time, subhanAllah. Allah protect us. But it's imperative for us to know that when there's a calling from your maker, wallahi, how honored you are that your Allah has called you and accepted you to accept the call. That I can be present in the house of my Creator now, in this time where so many, subhanAllah, their hearts might yearn to be here, but Allah don't accept them. Wallahi, there are people like that. They want to come to masjid. But there's always something that occurs and they will not be able to make it. May Allah allow all of the Muslimin and the mu'mineen to fill the masajid, inshaAllah. So now we find ourselves in another time, Jamaatul Muslimin, at the time of Muharram. But I must say, if Muharram is around the corner, I think Tuesday we're sighting the moon, inshaAllah ta'ala. Right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger, as he says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. Allah's messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِينَ. We had an entire year. Take stock. What have I done for this year to please my Rabb? What have I done as a believer, as a Muslim, to increase my spirituality, my good actions? What have I done to society? How have I benefited society? Am I a better believer today as I was yesteryear? Let us start taking stock of ourselves, because wallahi, I take a qasam by Allah, tomorrow stock will be taken from you. You will lay in your qabr and the questions will be posed to you. It's reality. This is reality, and only believers believe this. If you don't believe that you're going to be taken stock of, then know there's something wrong with our iman. Because you are going to die. And Allah will send down that malakain. And they will ask you, Mar Rabbuk, who is your Lord? And if you and I did not live according to what Allah desire, how are we going to say Allahu Rabbi? How am I going to say Allahu Rabbi? Wa Muhammadun Nabi. How am I going to recognize Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When the question will be posed to me in my qabr, ماذا تقول عن هذا الرجل? What do you have to say about this man? Some of us will say, Ameen, wa Muhammadur Rasulullah. He's my Nabi. I lived for him. My actions was because of him. How many of us can say that? But some of us would say, I don't know this man. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. All power belongs to Allah. Allah grant us the ability that moment to say Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine you don't know your own Nabi standing in front of you, smiling at you. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Jamaatul Muslimin, Shaytan will not leave us. He will not leave us in this life. He will not leave us in the qabr. And he will not leave us in the akhirah. He will be surrounding us all the time. If I were unable to stop the waswas, the whisperings of shaitan in this life, how will I be able to stop the whispers of shaitan in the day of qiyamah and in the qabr? Now is the time to speak to yourself. Take stock of yourself. Fight your baseless desires and say there's only one ultimate way. Jamaatul Muslimin, we're living in strange times. We're living in strange times whereby believers are caught. They are caught by the traps of the West. This could never happen in the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba would give their life. They would throw themselves in front of an arrow to die for the sake of Allah. What are we doing for the sake of Allah today? I'm not saying throw yourselves in front of cars. I'm saying preserve your deen. Preserve the deen of your family, your close relatives. That's important. Don't be a loser the day of Qiyamah. Manil Muflis, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked. The Sahaba responded, who's the bankrupt person? The person, no dinar, no dirham, he's got no money. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam says, no. The bankrupt person will come the day of Qiyamah with many, many good actions. With mountains and mountains and mountains of good actions. But when you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people will come and they will take everything from him. And they will also load on top of him. folded bad actions will be loaded. Because why? He was an unjust person. He riba, he ate the flesh of his brother. All those things we must think about. We're living in these times. It's so easy just to say, just to let the tongue move, Jamaatul Muslim. Now Allah give us a time, Muharram. And what is Muharram? Allah speak about 4 months in the Quran. Inna iddat ash-shuhuri 'inda Allah 12 shahra fi kitabillah. Subhanallah, Allah speak about these 4 months in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yawma ma fi kitabillah yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard minha arba'atun hurum dhalika ad-din al-qayyim. This is the true deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fala tadhlimu fihinna anfusakum. But look at the last part. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions beautifully that do not wrong yourselves therein. So Allah give us these 4 months. Let me start off by speaking about time. Right? One of the most important aspects of our life is time. One of the most important aspects of a Muslim's life is time. From a deen perspective, from a religious perspective, we need to know time to be able to know when to pray. If we don't know time, we'll never know what is Fajr, when is Fajr, when is Dhuhr, when is Asr, so time is important, right? We need to know time to be able to determine the special months and days when we must carry out our special rites. Example, Ramadan, Muharram, they are beautiful times, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah that has passed, the 6 days of Shawwal. We need to know the times. And from a worldly perspective, we need to know time so we know the hours we need to work, you know. Can't say, mashallah, I'm walking out. It looks a bit cheeky. It's dark already. It's only a cloud that came about. I only work for an hour, but it looks dark, so mashallah, I can go home. Your boss will not pay you, brother. He will pay for that hour only. So it's important to understand, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us 24 hours in a day. And how we utilize that hours is imperative as well. Right? So we also need to know which day of the month, right? We need to settle our bills. I can't say, no, I don't. It's true. We all know, mashallah, it's the end of the month. But to me, no. It's only the second today. I already paid. It's the 30th, brother. You need to pay. Otherwise, your bond, ya salam, we all know what happened. They will come and take your house from you. Or they will come and take your car from you. Or they will come and take everything from you. And this is the way of the West. In Islam, there would be nothing like that. But we live in a Western country. And unfortunately, we are faced with these challenges. So we need to be aware of what we are doing. Time is of the essence. And to measure time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a unique system in place where we use the heavenly bodies, we use the sun, we use the moon and each. And we also use the earth to circulate. Right? Subhanallah. And if we just ponder over this, is again a great mu'jiza, a great miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And further prove that there must have been a creator who put the system in place. For anybody that think, if you look only at time, to think that there's no creator, subhanAllah, there's a problem. There's a huge problem with this. There's something totally wrong with your humanity. Right? And that is what it is. For those who don't believe in a Rabb, wallahi, there's something wrong with you being a human. Because signs are extremely clear. And alhamdulillah that Allah has made us believers. So from the verse that we've quoted, we can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made 12 months. In the Islamic calendar, and 4 of these months are sacred, which have been mentioned, subhanallah, which is Rajab, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, and Muharram. And the month of Rajab occurs around the middle of the year, whilst the last 3 months are all consecutive, the month of Dhul Hijjah, Dhul Qa'dah, and Muharram. Whereby Muharram is the first month of the calendar. Something unique about Muharram, you know, we speak about this now, you know, it was said in a humorous way that if we think that, no, it's not morning, it's evening, we use our aql. The Sahaba used to do, not the Sahaba, let me say the Quraysh used to do this. When Muharram came, then they would change. They would say, no, it's not Muharram now. We rather do it Safar. We rather change. Because what? They wanted to fight wars. They understood. Look how clever they are. They understood that the sacred months. But they would change it to their whims and to their fancies, to achieve what they want to achieve. And is that not us? We chop and change things to achieve what we want to achieve. We know Allah says something. But we're looking for the loophole and we'll use the loophole. Why? Because it's because of my nafs. And Allah says so beautifully in the Quran, أفتؤمنون ببعض الكتاب وتكفرون ببعض؟ There are some, we claim to be Muslim. We accept Allah, but أفتؤمنون ببعض الكتاب؟ We take some of the book of Allah وتكفرون ببعض. And some we leave. How do you call yourself a believer if you do that? How? What is the believer? A believer is somebody الذين آمنوا ودخلوا في سلم كافة. Allah says, the only way that you can be a believer. Enter into my deen in totality. Accept it. How I present it to you, not how you want it. Subhanallah. May Allah allow us that we gain understanding from this Jamaatul Muslimin. The first month of the Islamic calendar starts soon, inshaAllah ta'ala, which is the month of Muharram. There are many special things about this month. And as I've mentioned, it is one of the sacred months. And it also contains some special days. And we all know one of the most special days of the month of Muharram, right? It is the event whereby the grandchild of our beloved Master Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he died on the plains of Karbala. He became martyred on the plains of Karbala. This is a great event and something that we as believers, we are closely attached to. We are closely attached to. Why is the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And we need to learn and to get to know the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We cannot be oblivious to say, no, if I'm going to do this, you know, what's going to happen? I'm going to be regarded as a certain sect. No, we don't worry about the sects. We say that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, love me and love my Ahlul Bayt. So that is not a statement of a group. That's a statement of your messenger and my messenger. So we must be clear on that. Some people say, no, why you mention Sayyidina Ali? Why you mean? No, we are not scared to mention them because they are the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we love them. So we need to be clear about that, inshaAllah ta'ala. Don't steer away from loving them. Because that is one of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that says that he lived behind two things. It is what? Kitabullah wa itrati. It is the book of Allah and my family. And that is an authentic hadith that comes in Sahih Muslim. Right? So subhanAllah. This is one of the narrations. The other narration is Kitabullah wa Sunnati. Right? And the more authentic one is the Kitabullah wa Itrati. So it's important for us to know the Ahlul Bayt. And yeah, we subhanAllah commemorate that. And we think about it. And we subhanAllah, every year we teach our children about it. We remind ourselves about it. You know, like he, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, and who died for what? Why did he die? To distinguish haq and batil. To distinguish, that's Wallahi, that's the ultimate. You could have said, no, okay, I'm going to leave this. Because many tried to stop him. He said, no, how can I do this? This is the way of my grandfather. I'm not going to stop this. I'm going to go and stand for haq. And he stood for haq and he died for haq. So what do we do? Well, how do we follow Sayyidina Hussein? It is to change our ways and to be on haq. And to stand for haq. And to steer away from batil. And to speak out against the batil. That is why he passed on. It's important for us. This all happened in this month, which Allah, with the Prophet ﷺ saying, it's called Shahrullah al-Muharram. The month of Muharram is attached once again to Allah's name. It is an honorable month. The month of Allah is the month of Muharram. It's imperative for us to take note of these beautiful occasions. What also happened and transpired, and what should we do? And this is where, you know, we are called. Anybody knows what bukhala mean? Those who study Arabic, bukhala. We who sit here, we are all stingy. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says on the 10th of Muharram, what happened? What should you do? Spend on your family more than ever. La ilaha illallah. Don't say that. My wife is in the Jummah today. She can hear. There's online also, brothers. Even if your wife's not here, she can hear. Right? Spend on your family more. This is the words of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't even want to spend now on our families. What's the 10th of Muharram going to do? There are certain people, Allah, they look for family to spend upon, but Allah didn't bless them with it. How blessed are we to have families? Spend on them more. What will happen if you spend? Allah will make your rizq easy for the entire year to come. And then we say, ya Allah, why am I deprived? Why don't I get? Why don't I receive? Oh Allah, I ask you every day. But the 10th of Muharram, nay, but I'm not going to spend on you. I'm going to save. Because I have my ideas of what is going to happen. Spend. Jamaatul Muslimin, spend. Giving in the cause of Allah, you will never become bankrupt. Never, never, never. What happened on the 10th of Muharram, Jamaat al-Muslimin? Another significance of the 10th of Muharram is fast. We spoke about the fasting on the 9th. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam came into Medina. And this is the reality of 10th of Muharram, and this is where Ashura came from. Right, this is where Ashura started. What is it? It says the Jews are fasting. Why are they fasting? Say Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, on this day, he overpowered the tyrant. Who? Fir'aun. Right? So what did the Prophet ﷺ respond to him? نَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِمُوسَى You fasting, we will fast. Because Musa, we have a greater haq over Musa than you. Is it not true? We are Muslim. What was Musa? Musa was a Jew? No. Musa was a Muslim. عليه الصلاة والسلام. He was a mu'min. He was a believer in Allah. He was a caller to Allah. He was a rasul of Allah. He was a nabi of Allah. He was a Muslim. Who are we? We are the Muslimun. We have a greater haq over Musa than the Jews. Do we fast on the 10th of Muharram? Rasul Sallam, he mentioned that if I live another year, then I will fast, but it will be a different fast than the Jews. It will be the 9th of Muharram and the 10th of Muharram. And the narration also mentioned either the 10th of Muharram and the 11th of Muharram. So to change, to do something different than what the Yahud are doing, we don't do the same than them. That's why you see we grow our beard. What do we do with our mustaches? We trim it. Right, the Jew, they grow the beard and they grow the mustache and they put the Allahu Akbar, I'm not going to say what they put on the head. Right, we all know. Subhanallah. Right, so we do things different to the Yahud and Nasara. We are the Muslims. We lead by example. And may Allah allow us, inshaAllah ta'ala, to do that. Fast on the 9th and the 10th. What again is Allah going to give you and I? What is Allah going to give us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will forgive all your previous year's sins. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. How we should not be thankful and grateful to our maker, our creator Allah, who's finding every opportunity in the book, every opportunity to forgive us. Because Allah do not want to punish us. I'm going to repeat that. Jamaatul Muslimin, Allah don't want to punish you. Allah is looking for ways all the time to forgive you. Why? Because Jannah is pure. Jannah is a place of purity. The only people that will enter Jannah are who? They are the people who are pure. That's why Allah opened up the avenues for us. Yeah, now come. Take. Allah says, make tawbah. At-ta'ibu min ad-dhanb kama la dhanba. If you come to me and you ask tawbah and you change your ways, I won't even say, you know, not that Allah cannot remember, but Allah says in such a way that will be gone and forgotten. It is as if you've never, ever, 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 ever committed that sin. How much do we still ask from? How much do we want from Allah? Jamaat al-Muslim. This is the month of Muharram. There are many significance in this month. Let us take heed. I've mentioned a few, inshaAllah ta'ala. Spend on your family. Fast on this day of Muharram, inshaAllah ta'ala. Give charity, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Do good actions on this day. Reminisce about what has happened. To think about haqq and batil. Why Sayyidina Hussein passed away. Think about it. Because I need to change my life. To focus on haqq and batil. My life must be a good life. I cannot live a life of batil and expect, because some of us, subhanAllah, we say, I'm still young. Some of us said, I'm still young since the time of 16. We're already 60, we still say, I'm still young. That's a reality. It's reality. I hear many people. They come and sit in my office. Oh, I'm in the masjid at the time of Jumu'ah. People are old age already. They still feel that they're young and they do whatever they do. This is a time to fear. This is where you need to fear Allah. Ya Allah, please don't make me to be that person. Ya Allah, let me change my life for you. Let me live my life for you, Ya Allah. These are the times that is ahead of us, Jamaat al-Muslimin. And it is not going to get better. I'm ending off with this. It's not going to get better. Who can make the change? Us. The believers. The mu'min. We should be the foreigners of this world. Of this globe, people must look and say, Allahu Akbar. And just to end off, I just heard in Cork Bay now, mashallah. There's a Jummah on the radio in Cork Bay. Cork Bay is predominantly also, like we would say, a white area. Right? But mashallah, the Musalleen and the executive committee, they made their rounds by, subhanallah, the members of the community, which is predominantly a white community. And they were so excited that Wednesday,
The first adhan were given over the mic system, mashallah, sound system. Acceptance. Where does the acceptance come from? Effort, sacrifice. How we park. Seriously, how we park. These are the type of things that we need to look at. Because people will look at Islam and say that this is what we want. They say, I've heard on the radio, I mean, might speak under direction, the chairman of the masjid said, when the adhan was brought on the microphone system, amplified, everyone came out and they were extremely happy. Muslim and non-Muslim. What is this? This reminds me of Medina. When Abu Bakr alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and everyone ran out. Abu Itha, Rasulullah. The Messenger of Allah is he alive? Was he resurrected again? Is he among us? When Abu Bakr gave the adhan, Abu Itha, Rasulullah. Subhanallah. This is the feeling that we should, inshallah, make dua, say amen to this dua, inshallah. Soon we will amplify our adhan in this area, inshallah. And everybody that live in the surrounding areas, they will be happy with the adhan, inshallah. Amen, Rabbil Alameen. Barakallahu feekum. Mubarak for the new year to come, inshallah, soon. That Allah grant us to be a prosperous year for us, a year that we will live in the obedience of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amen, amen, amen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Jamaat al-Muslimin, there's just a few announcements I want to make. The first one is, Mulana, I've been asked to please make dua for Brother Yusuf Adam of Balmoral from Cavenby, currently undergoing a major 4-hour operation. Ya Rabbi, may Allah grant and guide the hands of the surgeon and grant our beloved brother, father, Brother Yusuf Adam to, inshallah, return to a healthy state better than before. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And then we have an Aqeedah workshop for our ladies, inshallah ta'ala, this Sunday from 9 to 11. You know, to know your Aqeedah, your creed, inshallah, from 9 to 11, send our ladies. It will be 4 weeks, inshallah ta'ala, from now. Every Sunday for 4 weeks, it will happen, inshallah ta'ala. Please come forth. And then our calendars, inshallah, please don't buy any calendars. Don't take any calendars. You must take a calendar from your masjid, inshallah. We made our own calendars. There was just a bit of delay in the printing. But inshallah, by next week, inshallah, we'll be able to give it out for our entire community. I'm just joking. You can take from the other calendars as well. But inshallah, support ours. Inshallah, this is what we want to give to you. When you look at, mashallah, be proud of the calendar of Masjid Tuba, inshallah ta'ala. Beautiful pictures that also will be, inshallah ta'ala, portrayed on there from where we came from till where we are now, inshallah. So we keep you in the loop with that, inshallah, and soon you will be able to see that, bi'idhnillahi tabarak wa ta'ala. And then Masjid Sunni, Sunni Masjid in Pelican Park, they seek some assistance, inshallah ta'ala, as they have an extension building project. This is Mullah Abdul Karim Furfuray, mashallah, very good close friend of ours, alhamdulillah. They will, inshallah ta'ala, extend their masjid, the Wuduhana, I believe, and there's a Hafid school also that they will build onto the masjid, inshallah ta'ala. Many good prospects that they have going for the year. We are the Muslims that will support these projects, inshallah ta'ala. Ameen. Allah allow us to soften our hearts. Bi'inillah, if there's anybody that want any information with regards to it, there's some booklets at the back, but they can also contact our chairman, inshallah ta'ala. That will be able to send this information, or maybe our chairman can maybe just send it out, inshallah ta'ala, to all who will be able to then read through this pamphlet, bi'idnillahi, tabarak wa ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair, may Allah bless you all, inshallah ta'ala. Allah protect you through the entire year to come, inshallah, and whatever has transpired in this year that is going to pass us, may Allah accept from us, inshallah ta'ala, all the khair and the good, bi'idnillah. I just have a request there from our treasury, inshallah, if everybody can just please fill all the gaps. There are a lot of spaces inside that's available, inshallah, but a lot of people outside that need some space. May Allah reward you abundantly for your effort, inshallah. Shukran, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. أكبر. أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
There's just an announcement. We have our Honorable Sheikh Ahmed Qasim. You know, I don't know if anybody knows. Rahimahullah. Allah grant him the highest place in Jannah. He passed away today, alhamdulillah, on the day of Jumu'ah. What good work he has done, you know, in his lifetime. MashaAllah, beautiful personality, alhamdulillah. We were honored to have met him and spoke to him. Intellectual person, mashaAllah, somebody that will really inspire you when you speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen and give you a drive, some type of drive to become a mujahid, mashaAllah. As we know him to have been truly a mujahid in his lifetime, and may Allah grant him to be raised among the mujahideen. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. So, alhamdulillah, he passed away today into the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah granted this is Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la, inshaAllah ta'ala, and sabr and contentment in the hearts of the family members. And then also our young boy is always here in front, mashaAllah, sitting nicely here, Mikael with his amama. It is his grandfather's 40 days soon, inshaAllah ta'ala, Saturday, tomorrow. He passed on as well. May Allah widen his qubur with nur, inshaAllah ta'ala, and grant him also the highest abode in Jannah and sabr and contentment in the hearts of the family members, inshaAllah. Barakallahu feekum, wa salaam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المتقون اتقوا الله اتقوا الله اتقوا الله، فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات. وعليكم بالسنة، فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة، ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم التنزيل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم إلى آخر آية. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أفضل الصيام بعد صيام شهر رمضان شهر الله المحرم. قدم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المدينة فوجد اليهود صياما، فقال: ما هذا؟ قالوا: هذا يوم أنجى الله فيه موسى وأغرق فيه فرعون فصامه موسى شكرا. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: نحن أحق بموسى منكم فصامه وأمر بصيامه. قول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله الجليل لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. اللهم صل وسلم وزد معكم وتفضل وبارك إن شاء الله في مالكم وعزف وبارك وشف وبارك سيدنا مولانا محمد وسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وبارك وتعالى عن كل الصحابة أجمعين. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم التنزيل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي. فاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبه. رضي الله تعالى عنهم عن كل الصحابة أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم ولا معهم. اللهم اجعل حجهم حجا مبرورا، وسعيهم سعيا مشكورا، وذنبهم ذنبا مغفورا، وعملهم عملا صالحا مقبولا، وتجارة تجارة لن تبور. يا نور النور، يا عالم ما في الصدور، أخرجنا يا الله وإياهم من الظلمات إلى النور. اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز. اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز. اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم رحمكم الله. أقيموا الصلاة. لا إله إلا الله.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
حقا لا إله إلا الله، سيدنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اجتمعوا يعتدلوا، فإن تسوية الصفوف فمن تمام الصلاة. صلوا صلاة مودع. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله كل شيء قدير آمن الرسول أرسل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِ. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله العظيم، استغفر الله العظيم، استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. ونتوب إليك ونسألك توبة ومغفرة وهداية لنا إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك يعود السلام. فحينا ربنا بالسلام وأدخلنا الجنة برحمتك دار السلام. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. مقبول إن شاء الله.